WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Calm Within. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball, maybe your morning commute turns into a total nightmare, or that big presentation doesn't go quite as planned. It's like BAM. Suddenly, your emotions are running wild. Well, today we're diving deep into the art of emotional regulation because, let's be real, mastering our emotions is kind of like having a superpower in this crazy world. Think about it. Being able to stay calm under pressure, bounce back from setbacks with grace, and navigate those tricky social situations with ease. That's what we're aiming for. Now, emotional regulation isn't about suppressing your feelings, think acknowledging them, and then choosing how you respond. It's like being the conductor of your own emotional orchestra. So, are you ready to learn some powerful techniques to help you find that inner balance? Let's get into it. First up, mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, be present? Well, mindfulness is all about tuning into the here and now. It's like hitting the pause button on those racing thoughts and just observing your surroundings, your breath, your body sensations. There are tons of ways to practice mindfulness. Try a meditation app, go for a walk in nature, or even just take a few deep breaths before you tackle the stressful task. Next, reframing your thoughts. This is huge. Have you ever noticed how our thoughts can totally color our emotions? When we catch ourselves thinking negative or catastrophic thoughts, it's like setting off an emotional alarm. So, the key here is to challenge those thoughts and try to see things from a different perspective. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Reframing can be a game changer in how you feel. Now, let's talk about self-care. I know, it sounds cliche, but seriously, taking care of yourself physically and mentally is essential for emotional regulation. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, even a short walk can make a difference. And don't forget to schedule in time for activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Whether it's reading a good book, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones, make sure to prioritize self-care. Another powerful technique is deep breathing. It sounds simple, but when you're feeling overwhelmed, taking slow, deep breaths could actually help calm your nervous system. Try inhaling for a count of four, holding for a count of four, and exhaling for a count of four. Repeat this a few times and notice how it changes the way you feel. Finally, connection. We are social creatures, and having strong connections with others can be incredibly beneficial for emotional well-being. Talk to a friend, join a club, or volunteer in your community, make an effort to nurture those relationships that bring you joy and support. Think about a time when you were feeling really stressed or overwhelmed. Maybe you had a big deadline looming, or maybe you were dealing with a difficult family situation. Now, imagine applying some of these techniques: mindfulness, reframing your thoughts, self-care, deep breathing, or connection to that situation. Would it have made a difference? Could it have helped you feel calmer and more in control? See, these aren't just abstract concepts, they are practical tools that can help you navigate the ups and downs of life with greater ease and resilience. So remember, mastering your emotions isn't about being perfect, it's about making a conscious effort to cultivate inner balance. Keep practicing these techniques, and over time, you'll notice a shift in how you respond to challenges. You'll feel more grounded, more confident, and more equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Want to keep the conversation going? Share your thoughts on this episode with me on social media. Use the hashtag #HasToComeWithin. And remember, every day is a new opportunity to cultivate that inner calm. Until next time, stay well.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.